Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, providing IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests today on Juno Afternoon are Irene Morris and Mary Wilson, and we're going to be previewing tonight's Wildlife Wednesday presentation. It's out at UAS at 7 p.m. tonight, and they're going to be talking about skulls and bones, Mary Wilson and Kathy Hawker. But again, here in the studio now is Irene Morris and Mary Wilson. Thank you for coming on the show, you two.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So these are sponsored by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. Mary, you are on the, or excuse me, Irene, you're on the board. You're a volunteer. Tell us what you're all about.
Okay. Yes, I'm a volunteer with the Southeast chapter of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. The alliance was established in 1978. To advocate for healthy ecosystems scientifically managed to protect our wildlife for present and future generations. We've been doing the Wildlife Wednesdays since 2011, and the chapter here was started in 2010. The programs are every first Wednesday at 7 o'clock in Egan Lecture Hall, so between October and March. So we have a full schedule available at the program tonight. Some of our goals and strategies include promoting the concept that wildlife has intrinsic value, eliminate extreme predator control measures and replace them with the use of science-based management that promotes a sound ecosystem, promoting the value of wildlife to the tourism industry, and hopefully changing the name of Fish and Game to Fish and Wildlife. So we're fortunate tonight. Tonight's program is going to be great. It's going to be presented by Mary Wilson and Kathy Hawker, who are two well-known scientists in this community especially, and they're doing a program on skulls and bones. So come and join us. We always have fresh baked goodies and some healthy snacks now, too.
All right.
So please come and join us tonight.
Is there a cost for tonight?
It's free. It's always free. We welcome you to come. We also usually have some printed information about the issues that are common in Southeast and in the whole of Alaska in case you want to get involved too. And I would like to add that we are looking for board members. So if you're interested in getting very involved, you could join the board. If you're interested in getting a little involved, you could become a member.
Okay. Mary Wilson, retired professor of ecology, naturalist, presenting tonight, Skulls and Bones. Take us back, Mary, if you will. When did you get interested in being outside and in the natural history of our area?
Those are two different things.
Oh, well.
I have been interested in being outdoors and natural history since I was 2 years old.
Really? Where was that?
In Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
But I've only been here for coming up real close to 30 years now. And, of course, I landed here being immediately interested. So and there, it was like a new sandbox to play in. It was wonderful.
What are some of your favorite things to do when you're outside?
Oh. The best thing to do for me is to walk not with the goal of getting from A to B as fast as possible. I like to look at what I'm seeing around there, which might include bones. It includes flowers, lichens, and tracks. Today's tracks, for example, were pretty good in the snow. Anything that sparks my curiosity.
What were a few tracks you saw today, if I might ask?
Porcupine, deer, squirrel, and shrew.
Oh, fun. Where were you?
Up Dan Moeller Trail, and that's just on the first part of the trail.
Okay. Fun. All right, so skulls and bones, what are some things that we can learn from those?
Many kinds of things, but let me tell you a tiny story. I have a collection of bones and skulls in my house. And back in the days when I had a bunch of technicians working for me, or when I have visitors, as they come up the stairs, I often say, we're going to play a game. The game, and I pick a skull off the shelf, and I say, okay, tell me about this animal. Don't tell me what it is. Tell me what it does or where it lives, something about it. And most people can play this game pretty well. Some people say, I'm not a biologist, I don't know. And I say, the biologists that have tried this game don't do as well as the people who are not biologists. Hmm. It pays not to have lots and lots of training, but to have good observational powers. Look at the skull and see what you see. Make sense out of it.
What might be a few clues that people can detect just by looking at a skull?
Well, teeth is what everybody starts with.
Mm.
But you can look at the location of the eyes. You can look at the ears. You can look at the size of certain particular bones like the cheekbone or the lower jaw. And you can see where the jaw joint is. Is it way up high in the skull or is it way back down here by the ear? Is it a long snout, a short snout? That might tell you something.
Going back to the location of the eyes sockets, what might that tell us?
Well, one thing, if you look in the mirror, is you have binocular vision because your eyes are in the front and they can work together to focus on the same thing. Lots of animals don't have binocular vision. They may have other ways of judging distance, but not using both eyes at the same time.
Okay, and they might be on the side,
right? In the way that we do.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. What about bones? How do they compare to skulls? Can we tell as much from bones as we can skulls?
Well, I can't because I have much less experience doing it.
Mm.
But a knowledgeable anatomist could tell a lot. Could just starting with, is this the lower leg bone or is it the lower arm bone? I might be able to do that, but not much more. Is it a femur from the thigh or is it an upper arm bone? How well developed are the various ridges and gouges on this bone? That tells you something about the muscle attachments. We know that bone is a fairly plastic kind of tissue. And if you are a weightlifter, you get certain the muscles pull on the bone, and they cause it to develop in certain ways and have the ridges and so forth where the muscles attach will be better developed. So you can tell things like that.
Okay. You'll be joined by fellow naturalist Kathy Hawker, who I think a lot of our listeners will be familiar with that name, tonight at 7 p.m. What should viewers expect from you two?
What do you expect?
Yeah, are you going to have some slides? Are you going to bring bones in for people to touch? Or?
Oh, both.
Okay.
We're starting off with some slides to introduce people to basic anatomy and things like that. Then talking about some more specialized things like the teeth and the jaw joints and the location of the eyes and other, like we were just mentioning. At the end of what we'll be talking about is a skull that we put up and we ask the audience to say what they can tell about it. Then, when we're all done with our part, we've got some skulls on a table and people will be invited to come down and sort them out and tell us about what they see.
Excellent. We've used the word naturalist a few times on the show today, and you're a self-described naturalist, among other things, right? How would you describe for our listeners what a naturalist is?
I think there are probably many different definitions. For me, it's somebody who's interested in the natural world, sometimes the human relationship to it, but not necessarily. The interactions that go on out there, why things are the way they are, how did they get to be that way, what's the advantage of being built this way as opposed to built some other way. Of the thousands of questions that you can ask, and you can entertain yourself forever.
How about you, Irene? What does being a naturalist mean to you?
I think it means, number one, you'd rather be outside all the time. what Mary does, you go and you observe things. And when you hike, you don't just go from point A to point B. You're looking at everything along the way and looking at something new. And for me, in my previous position, was to educate people about it, which is what Mary and Kathy are doing tonight, and to share that knowledge with someone else.
And that's partly why I write a column for the paper.
Yep.
And will you be focusing the skulls and bones that you have? Are most of them from Southeast?
Or focusing on Southeast.
Okay. Well, great. That's 7 p.m. tonight at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. 7 p.m. It's free. It's Wildlife Wednesday. And it's Mary Wilson and Kathy Hawker. Skulls and Bones is the title. And as you mentioned, Irene, these are every first Wednesday,
7 o'clock until March now.
I see on December 5th. You'll have Christina Eisenberg.
Yes.
Okay. But you'll be back on the show before then
we'll be there.
In the meantime, go see Mary Wilson, Kathy Hawker tonight, 7 p.m. at the Egan Lecture Hall out at the University of Alaska Southeast. It's free, and it's sponsored by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. It's been great having you both on the show. Is there anything we're missing or anything else that you'd like to add?
Mary?
No,
I think we covered it pretty well. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, you too.